Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited that you decided to tune in for today's episode because today we have an amazing guest with us, Mr. David Guillaume. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. I knew as soon as we met and started coming to your lectures for Kabbalah, I was like, David has got to come onto the podcast because you seriously have been someone who's had such a positive impact on my life these past, I don't know, 6 months, however long it's been since we started Kabbalah One.
Thank you.
And I just know you have so much knowledge and wisdom and good energy to share with the community. So I'm so excited to dive in today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Of course. I guess I want to start off by knowing a little bit more about you. So maybe just tell the audience a little bit about you and how you even got into the world of Kabbalah.
Sure. So the short of it is around the age of 15, a family member said, you have to try this spiritual wisdom Kabbalah. I was very anti-religion, dogma, all these structures, but he said, no, trust me, it's gonna change your life. So, and he knew I was curious. He knew that at that time I was going through many different things in my life. I had a big desire to be successful and he thought it would be helpful. So I went, changed my life. Long story short, about 4 years later, I graduated college around the age of 19, 20, and I decided instead of going into the business world, which is what I had planned to do my whole life, I wanted to join full-time a nonprofit to teach Kabbalah all around the world. So 24/7, that's what I did. I changed my life and I saw how many miracles it was bringing to other people's lives. And just for people who don't know, Kabbalah is universal spiritual wisdom that existed since the beginning of time. It helps explain all the source of all religions, how they all tie together. And it explains the purpose of our soul in this world and how we can connect to miracles, how we can bring our soulmate into our lives, how we can bring healing, wisdom, certainty, prosperity, find out our purpose. And literally within just a few classes of learning this wisdom, people, you can't unlearn it. You just start to learn all about the secrets of life. So that's what I did. I've been doing that for the last 20 years. About 10 years ago, I started a wellness brand called Mary Ruth Organics with Mary Ruth. And together kind of we've grown this company, definitely using the bedrock of it being the spiritual principles that of Kabbalah and consciousness. And it's been amazing. And that's probably the two focuses of my life now. Those are the two big things that are going on.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. And first off, Mary Ruth's, it's an amazing company. I've been taking the hair growth supplement.
Oh, yes. Yes. I could see. I mean, the hair is growing thick and long. Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I take it every morning. The peach liposomal, it's so good.
Yeah. One of our famous ads are like, extensions are expensive. Just go for the hair growth product. Yeah.
No, I think it's working because my hair, I need a haircut. So it's a great company. Great products. I'm a big fan. But something that I love about your take on the business side of things is infusing the success relating to spiritual wisdom and Kabbalah. And I love that you kind of merge the two sides together because it's like in the business world, I feel like all I'm hearing is about, oh, you need to do this, this, and this, like almost more like the very structured masculine side of things, which of course is important, but you infuse the spirituality and really infusing the wisdom to attributing to the success of Mary Ruth's.
100%. A lot of people don't know, when we started it, we had no money, we had no outside funding. In fact, we were in debt, and it was at a time where I was even going through a difficult time because having been teaching Kabbalah out for so many people out in the world and then getting to a place where I'm like, wait a minute, I haven't even focused on my own success or things in my own life. It was kind of a sad period where I said to myself, oh my God, I can't believe that I've spent my whole life helping other people be successful and I can't even take care of me and my own family. Ooh. And I remember the moment I shifted that consciousness, which the bedrock of Kabbalistic wisdom is, we came to this world to transform our negativity, our fears, our negative consciousness, our limited beliefs to become like the Creator. And as a result, we become one with the Creator, this universal positive force that is available for everyone. And the darkness goes away and the miracles come. So anything you're looking for in your life, you don't have to chase it or look for it or fight for it. You just have to purify yourself, your negativity, your fears, what we call in Kabbalah, your tikkun, that which your soul came to this world to correct. And then the light of the Creator begins to bring everything to its rightful place. And it can be that your soulmate is living, you know, in London, and all of a sudden you do a certain level of spiritual work here in Los Angeles, and your soulmate feels this desire, they don't even know where it's coming from, to move here. And these are how souls link up. It has to do with levels of consciousness these souls reach that brings them together. So anyways, going back to my story, once I realized, wait a minute, this is a test for me to transform even my lack and pain right now around not being successful. And I started to feel abundant. I started to feel that I'm not missing anything. I said, I have no money. I have no business. I have nothing. And I'm about to start a family. But you know what? I have everything. And I started to become unconditionally happy no matter what. And it was literally a week later, we came up with our first product idea. We didn't have any money. It was a liquid vitamin. It's our flagship product today, but it's about a 32-ounce bottle. We made it with a manufacturer, just 20 bottles. That's all we could afford. We put it up on Amazon, and that was it. So the genesis of the brand actually was a spiritual transformation. It's when I myself decided, I'm not going to be a victim. I'm not going to come from lack. I'm going to come from a place of abundance. And then all of a sudden, our souls started to draw down the wisdom of what the product should be. And that was the genesis of the brand.
Wow. So you weren't even, you know, seeking out to necessarily start this business.
We didn't even think it was going to be a vitamin business. We just knew, I was at least spiritually aware enough to know that the Creator wanted to bring something to us, because it says that when you desire something, the reason why you desire it is because the Creator created it for you already, causing you to desire it. So if you want success, it's because the success is waiting for you to be revealed. Otherwise, you would never have a desire for it. If you all of a sudden feel this urge to have a child or to be healthy, it's because the health is actually waiting in potential, about to be unlocked. Or the baby, the soul is actually trying to be born. That's why you desire to have a child. So this is where all your desires come from the fulfillment of it hovering around you, waiting to be revealed. So once I knew that it was time to build a company, it was time to build financial stability and wealth, mm-hmm. I knew now it's because the energy has already been revealed. And the only way to access it is to purify myself and purify my consciousness and my limited beliefs, which Kabbalah obviously helps us do and helped me do. And then it was literally accessed 7 days later.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is powerful.
I haven't told that story many times to people. It's interesting how we just got into that.
Yeah, because I knew there was more to the background of it too.
Yes.
But it's so interesting. It's like really once you start doing the inner work and you start uncovering and shedding these layers, the blocks that are stopping you, that's when all of a sudden it's like, boom, it just comes to you. You don't even have to find it. You don't have to search for it.
100%.
It comes to you.
One of the biggest limitations that people face, and I speak about this to different CEOs often. I don't know how many people in your audience, like maybe they have their own business, mm-hmm. or their own following. And we always are trying to run a business. What I noticed, even in myself, is if the Creator wants to give us endless, what's stopping that abundance from coming down? It's because we have desires that are competing with each other to draw this energy down. So for example, a famous example I give is, I gave a class once to a group of single women who were in their late 30s, early 40s. They're all single, they wanted a relationship class. So I asked each one of them, I said, how many of you would like to get married and find your soulmate? And all their hands went up. I said, well, what's going on? Why, these are successful women. These are women who are taking care of themselves, are beautiful. What's stopping the man from coming in? So I said to them, I said, there must be a part of you, a subconscious part of you that you're not aware of, could be 10%, 40%, 50%, that subconsciously does not want to find the right man. Because there's a part of you that believes if you do, you're going to lose your freedom, you're going to lose your career, you're going to lose your body because you might have to have a baby, you will all of a sudden not have the space that you once had. So what's happening is after a couple great dates, you're looking for a reason to sabotage it and not continue. Because in the business world, these women know exactly what they want and they know how to get it.
Yeah.
So why is that not translating into the relationship world? Because of these competing beliefs. I see this also with business. Famous story of a person I know who wanted to grow her company to double the revenue, let's say from 5 million to 10 million, but the company's been stagnant for many years. And another thing she also mentions is that she has a really difficult time with employees. She doesn't like having employees. Employees are difficult. They're hard to manage, so on and so forth. In fact, it's driving her nuts. What do we discover subconsciously? The reason why her business isn't growing, clients aren't signing up, is because every time she's pitching a client, subconsciously, she's hoping the client doesn't sign up, because that will force her to have to hire 5 more employees, and she hates having employees. So she has this belief system that she actually doesn't want to work more. She doesn't want to hire more. She doesn't want more stress. So subconsciously, she's pushing away what the creator is trying to give. So each one of us in our own lives, if we're stuck in a certain area, it's because there is a part of us that doesn't want to receive it, doesn't feel worthy to receive it, doesn't feel we're entitled to receive it.
Oh, 100%. This knowledge and wisdom is so powerful, because once you start peeling back the layers, like, the subconscious mind is fascinating.
Yep.
And belief system work is something that I really do with, well, I did when I took on one-on-one clients and at some of my events, because the breakthroughs that you can have immediately once you just figure out what's stopping you and what your belief systems are subconsciously, it's endless abundance after that.
100%.
So if someone's listening right now and they're like, okay, I want to change my belief system, what would you say? How can they actually get rid of some of these blocks and change their belief systems?
Well, so one of the things that we learn, there's so many different things, but the first thing you have to know is that the creator, the universe, and however you want to say it, because my students range from every religion, atheists, like, they all take these classes. And at least one thing we can all agree on, there's a universal energy out there that if we access it, the darkness can go away, the miracles can come. You have to know that this energy wants to be revealed and wants to give you more than even you want to receive.
Mm.
It's not far away. Your success isn't far away. Your soulmate isn't far away. Your healing isn't far away. Your purpose isn't far away. It's actually right here, right now, begging to be part of your life.
Mm.
That's the first understanding that we need to all have. The second is, every day, based on your desire to receive great abundance and success, you will face tests and challenges that will awaken your negativity and your fears, and they will trigger you. Because the way it works is, if I wake up one morning and I say, well, I want to be in a relationship. I say that's what you're asking for. Immediately, what will happen is you will receive relationships and people that will come into your life that will show you every limitation you have, that will trigger you, that will trigger your fear of abandonment, that will trigger your jealousy, that will trigger your anger, your need to control. Because all of these qualities are unlike the creator's qualities. And if you want to find your soulmate, you have to become like the creator. You have to have affinity of form with that energy vibration that we call the creator. And so fear, anger, jealousy, control, neediness, these are all opposite vibrations and qualities of the creator. So very natural. If I'm supposed to receive this form of success or abundance or soulmate, I will then be detoxed and purged of all the qualities that's holding that back. So the bigger your desire is for something, the more challenges you will attract and spiritual detox you will go through to see what's wrong with you.
Mm.
So for example, person might say, all right, I'm ready to be in a long-term committed relationship. So the universe may send you someone prior to that relationship who will come, who will hurt you, who might betray you, and awaken your fears, awaken your betrayal, awaken wounds that you've never dealt with. This is all in preparation to bring you the final soulmate. If the soulmate came before you were ready, you would destroy the soulmate. Because people think a soulmate, once it happens, it's great. It's not true. If you don't have the right vessel for it, that will be the worst relationship you've ever been in. A good example of this would be, if I bring you a $5,000 bottle of aged, priceless wine, I bring this to you, and you have a styrofoam cup that you were drinking coffee out of, And you drink the whole coffee and there's like residue of coffee in there. And you say, oh yeah, pour the wine in the styrofoam cup that also has coffee. No one would do that. No one would say, everyone would say, get a new glass that has no other liquid in it so you can truly taste and experience the elegance of this wine. But what we're doing is we're holding our styrofoam cup with coffee residue and we're asking for a $5,000 bottle of aged wine to be poured in it. And that can't happen because you will never enjoy that wine. Spiritually speaking, every test, every challenge we're going through is a test to cleanse us, to prepare for the light and great fulfillment that we want.
Wow. Wow. This stuff, like, you got to re-listen to this over and over again and like let it digest because it is so true and so powerful. And I think even on my own journey, I've realized that in the moment, you always have a choice of how you're going to perceive things, right? It's like you can look at what's happening to you, you know, the situations you've been dealt or the relationships, how people have treated you in the past. And you can either go down this rabbit hole of like victim mentality and victim mindset. Why is this happening to me? And my life sucks and all this stuff. Or you can perceive it in a completely different sense and a different point of view. And that's something I love about Kabbalah and its teachings. It's like, what is your consciousness going to be as a reaction to it? And something that I love that you talk about too, I feel like in your videos, it's always like, if you're feeling negative emotions, good. That's a good thing. Like if you're feeling this, that's a good thing. And so I feel like that's something that's been coming up for me a lot. And even in my community, because I share what I'm going through and a lot of people have been going through the same things. So I guess I would ask you for somebody who's listening, like if they're going through a tougher time or they're feeling a lot of negative emotions, how can we respond and react better to situations in our life and negative emotions in our life to use it to our benefit?
What would be some good examples of what you know people are going through and we can tackle it more on a detailed level?
Yeah, good question. I think a lot of us right now are going collectively through this like transformation, this internal transformation, almost kind of like an identity shifting, right? Mm. It's like we're all kind of knowing that we're up-leveling to the next level. We're shedding our past selves, but we're not 100% fully at that like next version of ourselves. Yeah. So in the in-between, it can feel a lot of anxiety and fear and, you know, maybe people dropping out of our lives and having to make changes and the in-between feelings almost of that period.
Okay, so one of the things that we learn in Kabbalah is how powerful it is to embrace the unknown and actually get excited about the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's all about training our mind to actually what's happening spiritually. When you don't know what's going to happen and it's concealed from you and you're going through confusion, you're going through darkness, you're going through uncertainty, this is a good sign. This means that you are building now the spiritual vessel to be able to hold your next level. Because how do we know it's your next level? Because you don't understand it. It's confusing. If you understood it, if you had clear vision, if you felt great, if everybody loved you, if everybody supported you, then that's your old vessel. That's your old destiny. Kabbalah's taught me, as soon as I'm confused, as soon as I'm in a bad mood, as soon as I feel disconnected from everyone, as soon as I feel like I don't want to take care of myself, I don't want to do anything, I know this is the next level. And so we're training our minds to love the darkness, love the confusion. And as soon as, and this is tried and true in history, every great success story, every athlete, every Olympian, it was always after facing confusion and darkness, embracing it and actually doubling down on more work, more spiritual work, more physical work, whatever it is. So what I would tell everybody is, just because it feels bad, doesn't mean it's bad. In fact, it's a great sign that it's good. When you go to the gym and you have a phenomenal workout, the very next day, your body is sore to the touch. Like you touch it and you feel like there's something wrong. But why aren't you running to the emergency room? Why aren't you calling a doctor and freaking out? Why aren't you asking for an MRI? Because you know that following a good workout comes soreness, and following soreness comes a beautiful body. And stronger muscles. In fact, if there's a part of your body that's not sore, you would be worried. That translates into our own lives. When we're going through confusion, that's soreness. When we're going through a breakup or a betrayal, that's just your muscle being sore because you're about to get a beautiful body. You are being prepared. But if your consciousness is, poor me, if your consciousness is, I'm going to run back to my ex, if your consciousness is, I'm going to go back to instant gratification, what we call in Kabbalah, reactive behavior. Any thought, word, or action which comes from fear or lack in order to connect to instant gratification is reactive behavior. Every time you are reactive, you are disconnecting from the world of miracles, disconnecting from the tree of life, pushing away your soulmate, pushing away your purpose, pushing away sustenance, pushing away healing, pushing away wisdom, divine inspiration, you're pushing it away just by being reactive. So the first step of not being reactive is, guys, if it's dark, if you wake up in a bad mood, that's a good sign. If you get sick all of a sudden, that's a good sign. If you got left, that's a good sign. People are talking bad about you. I talk about it on Instagram. You know, the videos, the top three viral videos that I ever posted was, if someone's speaking bad about you, it's a good sign. It means they're taking negativity away from your soul. Mm. If someone is giving you evil eye and jealousy, this is a good sign. If someone is hating on you, if you're getting bad comments, this is a good sign. First time I ever got a one-star review on one of my vitamins, I said, oh gosh, this is going to hurt business. Then I realized, wait a minute, it's good. It means I'm about to make much more business. It's counterintuitive, but every bit of bad news becomes the vessel for the new miracle.
Mm, wow. I love that. I love that so, so much. And those are my favorite videos of yours, by the way. When it's like, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I love those.
So simple, resonate. People, yeah, I guess you're right. It is a good thing.
Yeah. No, and I feel like it's so important for everyone listening who is on a transformation. And if they're listening to my podcast, they're
on a journey with you.
They're on a journey and they're interested in, you know, bettering themselves and doing the work. And I feel like coming to Kabbalah has helped me a ton because I've been going through this transformation, I'd say, over the past few months. And it can feel very overwhelming and, you know, anxiety provoking. But something from Kabbalah that's helped me a lot too is the concept of certainty. Mm. And I feel like when things feel like so much for me, I always am coming back to certainty. And I remind myself, you know, things are always turning out. Things are always working out in my favor, no matter what it's looking like at any given moment in time. Can we expand a little bit on certainty and how we can use that principle to really ground us and better our lives and our consciousness too?
Absolutely. So if there's two concepts that everyone will take away from listening to this podcast, number one is when a challenge occurs, when a painful situation occurs, when a dark situation occurs or confusing, the tool I want you to use is I want you to say pause. Pause numbing your feelings. Pause running to instant gratification. Pause trying to sabotage at that moment. Feel the pain fully. And then you can say this mantra, what a pleasure. What a pleasure, even if you have to fake it. What a pleasure that I get this opportunity now to build a new vessel. What a pleasure that I'm being tested to see my own negativity and I'm not going to blame anybody else. Pause. What a pleasure. That's the first step of tapping into the godly vibration, the vibration of miracles, the vibration of the tree of life. That's number one. Number two, it's certainty that everything that is happening to me is for the good. I love it, having no doubts, because what's going to happen at that moment, as you generate more energy in your life, these negative forces will come and put doubts in your mind. And the way that looks is you'll start thinking about the future or holding on to the past. That's what doubts are. Doubts are constantly thinking about the future. What's going to happen? Mm-hmm. Will I have this? Am I going to get that? Is this going to be taken away from me? What about my health? What about my love life? What if I become irrelevant? What if people stop liking me? We start worrying about everything. All of that is planting negative seeds because the only thing that matters is what your consciousness is right now. There is no time, according to Kabbalah. The past and the future exist right now. Even science admits that time is an illusion. If time is an illusion, all that matters is what I'm thinking, feeling, and doing at this very moment. So we have to rein our thoughts back in and say, okay, one second, I'm going through a tough time. Instead of trying to fix all your problems, I'm going to plant seeds of positive consciousness right now, seeds of certainty, seeds of gratitude, seeds of feeling full. Because lack attracts lack. Abundance attracts abundance. If you think something is wrong, you're going to attract more chaos. And so this is kind of the initial seed-level understanding of certainty. Everything is good. Oh, but this looks bad. No. Don't get involved in that. It looks bad because you don't see the whole process.
Right.
If I pick an apple before it's ripe, it's going to taste bitter. And then you're going to think every apple in this world is bad. You just need to give it time. It's going to become sweet. Everything becomes sweet. You speed up the process of sweetness by having certainty and happiness. If you're a victim, if you complain, if you have sadness and you dwell on the sadness, you prolong the process. I think you're probably supposed to meet the love of your life in 2 months. But for every day you're sad, you extend it by 2 days. So what's the point of being sad? Now, there's times to mourn and there's times to choose to feel sad. I'm not talking about those times. I'm talking about the times where we allow negative, intrusive thoughts to permeate our mind and our body, and it takes over. So Kabbalah is explaining just in the beginning, these two concepts. Pause, what a pleasure, when something happens that is bothering you. Boom, you already become the first vibration of godliness. Second vibration is, I have complete certainty this is for the good. I have complete certainty that I already have everything I need. If you're going to go out on a date, don't go with any lack. Don't go with feeling you're missing something. Don't go with needing them to like you or not like you. Go feeling I have everything already inside of me. I already have the light of the Creator. I have complete certainty that everything's for the good, whether this works out, it doesn't work out. The most important relationship is between you and the light force, the universe. Once you have that, then every other relationship will receive energy. Here's another concept. Anything you rely on to make you happy eventually has to be taken away from you. Anything that you hold on to as a crutch for your self-esteem, for your wounds, for your status, eventually you erode it energetically because the universe is trying to level you up to connect to your own soul, to connect from within. So practice that I like to do every morning is I like to look at my day and I look at all the meetings I'm having that day. Because if you're having a meeting, it's probably because you want something, need something, or there's some fun thing about that meeting, right? Some kind of energy being revealed. And I ask myself, if every single person canceled, would I be just as happy? If the answer is no, it means it's a reactive meeting. It means I'm taking from that meeting and I'm not really giving. So I actually meditate to cancel every meeting. Now I feel good regardless of whether the meeting is happening or not. And now when the meeting does happen, I can be a real giver. Not needy. Not even, think about it. Sometimes people have a date that they're excited about. And then something happens. The date is canceled. And then you feel down. The reason why the date was canceled is because you were too needy of the date.
So you have to detach from the outcome of it.
Have to detach from the outcome of it. I know people who work out, who are health fanatics. And they become so addicted to the gym and their body and their health that ultimately what happens is all of a sudden, I know a guy who sprained his ankle, couldn't go to the gym for 3-4 weeks. Depressed. Why did he sprain his ankle? The Creator basically had to show him that he was using his workout as a way to feed his ego and his self-esteem, and he wasn't actually doing real spiritual work. So the sprained ankle was to pull him away from that. And that's an example. You can lean on even good things, health and healing. You can lean on Kabbalah, and all of a sudden, you're just feeling good because you're studying and learning some spiritual wisdom and some spiritual path. You can lean on ayahuasca. You could be leaning on ceremonies because eventually people, when something feels good, you start to lean on it.
Yes.
The only thing you can lean on is the light of the Creator. Everything else is secondary to that.
Oof. Wow. You just said so much powerful stuff. I literally had so many different thoughts and things I want to talk about.
Questions to ask, right?
So many things to talk about.
That's the secret to anti-aging, by the way. That's the secret to immortality. Something is immortal when you don't depend on it.
Yes.
As soon as you depend on it, you bring death to it.
Oof. Okay, deep.
So that's
elaborate.
Forget about all the creams and the NAD injections and the peptides and all this. Like medicine 3.0. This is medicine 7.0. Medicine 7.0 is you want to live forever. You cannot use things to make you feel good as a source of your energy. You can connect to it. You can feel good from it. But you have to ask yourself, without it, would I feel the same? Without my fame, would I feel the same? Without my audience? So you should meditate every day. If my entire audience left, and this happened to me as I was growing my audience. Something got hacked and then my Instagram got shut down. I think you remember when it happened. All of a sudden, overnight, all the work I did was gone. And I said to myself, I felt bad. I said, you know what? It's because I was leaning on it. It's because I was enjoying spreading content and helping people. Because you see people, you're helping people, their lives change and you feel good.
Yeah.
Even that was a problem.
Wow.
The creator had to take it away from me. And then I said, you know what? I love it. I said, pause. I love that I have not. I said, I'm done. I don't have social media. This is exactly the best thing for my soul. And then, of course, you know, a miracle happened and it came back. But the point was, that test was to remind me, even that you should not lean on. And it's going to be harder as your audience grows. Your audience sees miracles and they say they love you and they're going to message you, change my life, and this changed my life, and that product changed my life. You're going to feel like you have a purpose and it's great. This is a test. Because even that means that I'm not really leaning on the creator. I'm leaning on my what everybody says about me and my success.
The human part of us.
The human part of us. But we're trying to become beyond human. Humans die. We want to become like angels.
I love it.
Be immortal.
I love it. This is anti-aging 7.0, everybody.
This is medicine 7.0.
Yeah, 7.0.
Huberman should do a podcast with us to talk about.
Huberman, we'll call him up. We'll invite him over.
Yeah, Atias and Huberman, this is the anti-aging.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. I mean, I really do think, David, we could keep going and talking about 100 different tangents because this stuff is so powerful. It literally gets me fired up. But I think something that would be interesting for everyone to hear about because, you know, we talk about big thing in Kabbalah is like, okay, we have it all. We don't need to rely on anyone else or we don't need to rely on the outcomes. If we're going on a date, we already have it all. If someone's listening, it's like, it sounds on paper like, yeah, of course. Okay, nice. There's no lack. I have it all already. But tangible tools, how can we actually start to feel whole, worthy, and complete, like on our own to the point where we don't feel needy and we don't feel like we, you know, need a partner or the success or whatever. How can we start to really tap into the fact that, oh, I already feel like I have it all?
Okay. Well, I mean, I can share even more concept, but just to be practical with people and something my audience knows and I want to share with yours is that, you know, my business is my business. My vitamin company, that's where sustenance comes from. But I never monetize my spiritual platform. Mm. All the content I put out, classes and whatnot, like all of it's for charity. And as a result, it makes me feel comfortable just saying, practically speaking, if people take Kabbalah 1, which is the same course you started, it's a masterclass, beautifully produced masterclass that I created. It's by donation only. People can pay whatever they want, pay a dollar, it doesn't matter. That gives you a step-by-step instruction of literally how to become like the creator, how to tap into the power of your soul, how to overcome challenges, how to deal with relationships, how to, and I usually say within the third session, there's like 10 sessions, within the third session, a person's life is completely changed. This is when spouses call me and say, what happened to my wife or husband? Mm-hmm. They've never been like this. Like their energy is amazing. Their consciousness is amazing. So I want to make that plug because just from the bottom of my heart, it's the most powerful way to do it. And all of it's for you guys, all of it's for the world and charity. And I don't benefit off of it at all. But I wanted to be able to share that tool first. And the second thing is, you know, to get to a place, and I have to remind myself of this every day. I wake up in the morning and I say, oh, there's 100 things on my mind. There's 100 things I'm worried about. There's 100 things on my to-do list. The most important thing is, where's my consciousness? Am I leaving my house happy? Am I leaving my house with gratitude? Am I leaving my house with certainty? Am I leaving my house present? Because if you're not, it is like this world is a war zone. You are entering into a war zone without armor, without ammunition, without artillery, and you will get sniped, you will get shot, and you will go through chaos, and you will get reactive, and there will be a perpetual cycle of reactive, chaotic seeds that we plant. So what I would tell everybody is, your home is your sanctuary. Do not leave your house until you have the right consciousness. Make sure you leave with abundance mindset and not lack mindset.
Mm.
And this is part, just one part of the spiritual work, is to realize energy is real. People feel everything. You will attract who you are. And so it behooves all of us to make spiritual work our number one priority. Look, I have a brand, I have a business, we have employees, we deal with stuff all day long. But I realized if my consciousness as an owner isn't in the right place, that trickles down to the employees, they become reactive. the executives become reactive, the directors become reactive, then the managers become reactive, everybody becomes limited. And then that filters down to the product on the shelf. And then all of a sudden, this brand is just a funnel for negative energy. And it's all because of the consciousness of the owners. Whatever business you do, people will feel your energy. Your kids feel your energy. Your customers feel your energy. Your employees feel your energy. It's in the product. And sometimes you buy products, you don't know why you like them and you don't know why you don't like them. Mm-hmm. The ingredients could be totally the same. The packaging could be maybe a little different, but it's the energy you feel behind it. And so what I would tell all of us is we don't even know how powerful our consciousness is. We're tapping into maybe a few percent of our true potential. And we got to stop chasing the shadows of this world. If you're looking for a relationship, you're chasing a shadow. Focus, I tell everybody, take 3 months and just focus on yourself. Focus on your energy. Focus on your consciousness. Make a list of all your fears and then watch your fears come up and break them one by one. Go through them one by one. Cleanse yourself. The way people do like heavy metal detox or parasite cleanses, like that makes sense, right? We got these worms inside of us. I got to get it out. I see it's out. Thank you.
Yeah.
But a spiritual parasite cleanse.
Oof.
What are you feeling right now? Are you feeling hurt? Are you feeling like a victim? Are you feeling somebody hurt you? This is okay. This is good. This is okay. Lean into it. Love it. Pause. Feel it. Have certainty. Thank the creator for it. I remember every time recently I got bad news, or what seemed like bad news. CFO calls, says, "Oh, you know, got hacked. We lost a bunch of money. This and that." And I'm right away, I'm thinking, well, how did that happen? Whose fault was it? And I started to go into solution mode. And I realized, 1 second, this is a test. It's a big test, but it's a test. Losing a lot of money, it's just energy. So I sat down. I said, "Oh, let me call you back." I sat down. I was angry. I was upset. I said, "Well, this is really good that I feel this way. It means our company's about to go to the next level."
Mm.
Whenever you're about to make more money, you're going to lose money first. So then I said, okay. I started to get excited about it. I started to dance, because my body wasn't accepting the excitement. So I started to dance around the room saying thank you to the creator for like 10 minutes. Thank you that we just lost this huge sum of money. I said, what a pleasure. I'm so excited to see the miracle that will come from this. And then once I got to a place where I loved it, I realized the person who stole money from us, they just stole paper. They didn't steal the energy. The energy is ours.
Mm-hmm.
The only way we lose the energy is if we get upset about it. So now that I got excited about it, not only did I keep the energy of the money, but I probably 10x the energy of the money with my new consciousness. And then, of course, 2 months later, that became our biggest month ever in sales history. So it was like one step back, an illusionary step back, 10 steps forward. Anything you're going through in your life that looks like you're taking a step back is actually preparing you for 10 steps forward.
Wow. I love it because it really empowers us to take control, right? It's like, okay, things are going to happen to you in your life. They might be seem negative, bad, whatever.
Yep.
But you have the power. You really do. It's like you and your consciousness to shift the way you perceive things. And then as a result, that is when the miracles come in, right?
100%. People don't know they have the power. I've seen all sorts of people. I've seen the most negative people, positive, like all sorts of people. As soon as they say, it's about me and my relationship to the light of the creator, and there's no one else in this world, everything is an illusion, miracles come into their life. It's the most amazing thing to watch. And that's why I love the work so much. I mean, being in business, it's fine. It's nice. It's creatively, it's great. And that's fulfilling. But nothing is more fulfilling than doing spiritual work. Nothing is more fulfilling than seeing your doubts come up and your anger and your wounds and the garbage and saying, okay, this is where the real currency is. This is where the real, I love it. And then just have fun with it. And obviously, there's a system and tools of how to do it. But I think that's the starting point. I want to get everybody excited that when you turn on the light, the darkness goes away. I don't know how it goes away. I don't know where it goes. But it goes away. So that's really the first step.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I think we're getting close to the end of our time here, which is sad. But I wanted to ask you too, if there's anything in specific about Kabbalah or, you know, the spiritual wisdom, is there any spiritual little tidbits that you personally really believe has attributed to your success and to success with Mary Ruth's? I'm sure all of Kabbalah and the spirituality has, but is there anything like in specific that comes to mind?
That's a great question. I would say I try to block off 20% of my time to be free. And what I do is I employ the technology, I call it a technology of prayer, as the Kabbalists say. What is prayer? People think prayer is, I'm uncomfortable, I'm going through something not so nice, so I try to bribe God to make me comfortable again. So I bribe him, I might do certain things or commit to certain things to convince him to change my scenario. This is false, and it's a fallacy for thousands of years. Prayer is a request I make out to the universe that energetically changes my vessel to be able to receive this energy. The energy has already been given. The Creator has already created every piece of fulfillment, every bit of fulfillment you're looking for. We're not creating anything new. All we're doing is we have to transform our vessel, our frequency, to be able to receive that energy. So what I'll do is, let's say, I don't know, last year I thought to myself, how are we going to grow the company this year? I need to find a new category, new innovation. Well, I don't even know where to start. So I would go for a walk for an hour, and I would just speak out loud to the universe, and I would say, please show me. I'm open. I want to receive. I would make sure that I have no limited belief systems around receiving, because sometimes I realized, even myself, I thought to myself, oh, I don't want to be too successful. Because I saw from coaching for years that very rich people had messed up lives and very rich people had messed up kids. So it built a limited belief in me that too much wealth is bad.
Yes.
And we all probably have some kind of limited belief system around that. So I also had to work on myself before prayer, realize, oh, wait, am I ready for infinite abundance? Am I ready to double the business this year? That's a scary thing for a lot of people. And then once I realized, okay, yes, I'm ready for it. I want it. There's nothing holding me back. Then I would just talk to the universe. And I would say, show me the idea. Show me what's really going to help the consumer. And then what I would do is I would ask people, as soon as I would pray for an hour, I would ask random people all around. I would walk in the grove. I would walk in the street. I'd be like, excuse me, can I ask you a question? What do you really need for health and wellness? And what I know with certainty, my teacher Karen Berg taught me this, that person will become a channel for the Creator to give you a message.
Oof.
And the message we got a year ago was, someone said, "I, you know, I'm losing my hair post-COVID. And so I need something to help with hair loss and hair growth." And that started our journey to do clinical trials, create science around it, create a product that was better than anything else on the market. That was a year ago. It launched 3 months ago. And in 3 months, it became the number one selling vitamin in all of Amazon. It became the number three selling product in all of Amazon after batteries and paper towels.
Wow.
More than Nutrafol, more than Viviscal, more than any other product. And it all started with prayer. It started with asking the universe and then speaking to people so that they became the vessel for the message. And then creating a product that had everything that we knew somebody would want. We checked every box so that it's value add. That's truly what the consumer needs. And then I talk about this in one of my prosperity courses. It's just a ton of momentum. Because once you find something great, the negative side comes in and tries to slow you down. Negative side, and all, I'm telling you, everybody was against the idea in my company.
Really?
Oh, they said, this is not a good idea. We're not a beauty brand. You know, we're a family brand. And I said, guys, I can't explain it. It came through prayer. We're going to push it through. And thank God, we're the owners, so so then everyone's like, all right, well, let's see. And it just, the miracle, but it had to build momentum. Every day I worked on it. Every day I said, I've got to push another inch forward. No space, because the doubts come in and the fears come in and the naysayers come in and the haters come in. All of that is to block it. And I knew that even if it was going to flop, because some people say, how do you know it's going to be successful? I didn't know. I said it could have flopped and I would have had egg on my face. But I've also learned, you have to take it to the end and have it fail. If you stop in the middle, there's no end to the times you'll always stop in the middle. Mm-hmm. When will it end? You'll always stop in the middle. You'll always have a reason not to do it. So I said, we're going to go all the way to the end. If we failed, we're going to write it off. And if we succeed, it's going to be amazing. And I've had many failures. I had many product lines that we just had to throw in the trash or write it off. But you just have to move forward. And so that was the probably powerful technology. I would say anybody listening, doesn't matter religion, you believe in God, who cares about all that? Prayer is a technology to open your vessel up, not to bribe God. Go out, walk, say it out loud. Whatever you want, watch in 24 hours, the creator moves the chess pieces around on the board, things start to move in your direction.
That's beautiful. It reminds me of something I try to do every morning. I'll go for like a 10, 15 minute walk in the morning. Like right when I wake up, before checking my phone, nothing. I won't literally play music, anything. And I'll just either talk out loud or say in my head or just see what comes to me.
Beautiful.
Because I swear the best things in my life, like everything that I'm doing now, I never sought out to do it. It's like it has to Beautiful. Come to you to create the space to get it.
Beautiful.
You know, so I feel the same way and it's so true. And I mean, I was also thinking about the hair growth supplement. We might have to get the listeners a discount code or something.
I'll get you code for all your listeners to be able to experience the magic. Because when you take that product, it's not just the beauty from within aspect. There is an, obviously now you know the genesis energetic. Of the story. There's an energy, there's consciousness.
Oh, I love it. I love that so much because it really is so true. It's the more you do the mindset, the inner work, the spiritual work, which raise your vibration, your consciousness, that is where the magic happens. It's like you can listen to these people say, oh, you need to do this, this, and that. No, it's like we have to do the real work and you'll be surprised at what happens as a result. So
thank you
I
so
love
much.
It so much.
Thank
David,
you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I know the listeners are going to get so much juice out of this episode. So I really appreciate it. Where can the listeners find you? How can they connect deeper?
So definitely follow me on Instagram because I post every day bite-sized pieces of content that I feel is really profound to help people on their path. But also the most powerful way to like learn in a structured way is KabbalahOne.com. So it's KabbalahOne.com. That's my masterclass. It's the most powerful way. And if you go to my website, which is just davidguillaume.com, you see all the content there. I have a podcast, a spiritual podcast. It's called Weekly Energy Boost. I have a prosperity course where I talk about how we built the brand Mary Roots using spiritual concepts. All of it's for charity and all of it's just for anybody to access for free or anything they need to be able to go through this journey.
Beautiful. Guys, I took Kabbalah One by David and I highly recommend. So
thank you.
We'll have it all linked in the show notes.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, David. Amazing.